Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Please excuse my allergies this week. It's 75 degrees in New York City and it's November. Anyway, King Charles III thought Donald Trump was detached from reality and asked American friends if he would be impeached. According to a new royal biography, The King, The Life of Charles III, by Christopher Anderson. An advance copy of The King Sing by Newsweek reads, "It didn't help that Trump had aggressively pursued Princess Diana after her divorce, overtures that were rebuffed and claimed later on a radio program that he could have nailed her if I wanted to, but only if she passed an HIV test." Trump also had comments about Kate Middleton. "Kate Middleton is great, but she shouldn't be sunbathing in the nude, only herself to blame." Trump tweeted at the time, "Who wouldn't take Kate's picture and make lots of money if she does the nude sunbathing thing? Come on, Kate." Anderson wrote, "Trump's criticism of Kate resulted in what once Clarence House Butler referred to as torrents of profanity from both Prince Charles and his sons. As Trump became more prominent, the royals became more fascinated by him." Anderson writes, "At every opportunity, including Prince Harry's wedding reception, Charles took his wealthy and influential American friends aside and gently prodded them for information. It was important that he not push too hard or too far. Some of the donors to his charities, including those with the deepest pockets, were Trump supporters. Still, when lent a receptive ear, Charles asked on several occasions how likely it was that President Trump would be impeached. Trump seems to be detached from reality, doesn't he?" he asked a former Washington official who now headed up a major U.S. conglomerate. "What a ghastly, awful man." Prince Harry's friends thought he was nuts for dating Meghan Markle. That's the headline from The Mirror, who have been diving in on Tom Bauer's book, Revenge, Meghan, Harry, and the War Between the Windsors. According to Bauer, Harry invited 16 of his old friends from Eton to join him at Sandringham for dinner on Friday, shooting on Saturday and then lunch on Sunday. Bauer writes that Harry was looking forward to endless banter with his best friends, but everyone left exhausted after meeting Meghan for the first time as she challenged every guest who contravened her woke values. From the book, Harry had not anticipated Meghan's reaction. Their jokes involving sexism, feminism, and transgender people ricocheted around the living rooms and dining rooms without hesitation. Meghan challenged every guest whose conversation contravened her values. "She lacked any sense of humor, driving home after Sunday lunch. The text pinged between the cars. 'Oh my God, what about her?' said one. 'Harry must be effing nuts.'" Bauer also focuses on the reaction of Diana's brother, Charles Spencer. Three times married, Spencer cautioned his nephew to reconsider his haste towards marriage. His advice provoked a bitter reaction. This was going to be really hard. Harry would later reflect on establishing Meghan's place in the family. One of his recurring concerns was insufficient money if they married. Although Harry annually received about £1.5 million from Charles, Meghan had been advised to continue acting to supplement their income. By that point, Meghan knew from her agent, Nick Collins, that her acting prospects were limited. Omid Scobie, her official biographer, would accurately summarize her exit from Hollywood. "She wanted a more meaningful career," he wrote. "She could be doing so much more with her platform." Her frustration remained. She was tantalizingly close to sealing her future, but nothing was official. Bauer adds that Meghan's former talent agent, Gina Nelthorpe Cowan, told Meghan she wouldn't be able to make any more movies with her priority set to become royal life instead. Meghan is said to have said, "Gina, save it. Stop it. Be quiet. I don't want to hear any negativity. This is a happy time for us." Palace Intrigue will be right back.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Prince William announced the finalists for the Earthshot Prize via a quirky video. The clip featured William walking in a garden while using his mobile phone, adding to text messaging chat group the newly announced 15 finalists. William said in his clip, "Hello, Earthshot finalists for 2022. Great to have you on board. You are doing fantastic work, and I'm really looking forward to Boston." William and Kate are expected to visit Boston on December 2nd. With all the travel, the prince may not have time to Netflix and chill, despite the suggestion of one supporter. Wills was visiting the Garden Cinema in central London to learn more about the Royal African Society's biennial event, Film Africa, a film festival celebrating black stories on screen. The Mirror reports William sat in the audience for the Q&A session. When William expressed interest in watching more African films, he was advised he could Netflix and chill by Ebony Life Films founder Mo Abadou. The prince simply nodded. Palace Intrigue has reached out to Kate Middleton for a comment. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.